Ready to break an emotional sweat? I'm Dr. Emily Anhalt. And as a therapist, I know that staying mentally healthy takes work and repetition, which is why I'll be bringing you short exercises that you can do to strengthen your mental health. I call them emotional push-ups, and you'll get 2 a week here on the Emotionally Fit podcast.
Hi, Emily. This is so fun. I'm ready to do my push-up.
From improving your friendships to preventing burnout to creating a healthier sex life, I'll help you build your emotional muscles.
I'm constantly oscillating between this extreme fear of being seen and this deep fundamental urge to run streaking naked through the neighborhood.
We'll also be dropping longer, in-depth Taboo Tuesday episodes every other week. Sex, money, drugs, death. No topic is off the table. Because my work has taught me that the feelings we're most hesitant to talk about are also the most normal. You'll hear the inventor of the hashtag talk about sex.
I thought sex was dangerous, something I shouldn't want, something that I should repress.
A Hollywood actress on her struggles with mental health.
It's like a volcano in your stomach, and it slowly, the lava keeps coming up and up and up to finally you just explode.
And a basketball all-star talk about the importance of therapy.
Without therapy, I don't know if I'd be sitting here. I was just living through basketball, and if I was not performing, I was not bringing any value to the world.
So join me as we dive into the things you might not say out loud, but you're definitely not the only one thinking.
We could probably have a whole episode on the psychological reason behind that.
Emotionally Fit is brought to you by COA, your gym for mental health. Head to joincoa.com to learn more. Follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. And follow me on Twitter at Dr. Emily Anhalt. If you tweet with the hashtag Emotionally Fit with topics you want to hear about or talk about, we may just be in touch. Let's flex those feels and do some reps together.